Occupy! Shut it down! Boston is a people's town! Occupy!
Friday, October 7th, day 8 of Occupy Boston, one of the largest public occupations outside of New York. On this afternoon, during the evening commute, about 100 occupiers spontaneously marched through the streets of downtown Boston, protesting corporate greed and marking the 10th anniversary of the Afghan War. As the group marched through some of Boston's well-known landmarks, tourists stopped and stared in amazement, and mostly with positive encouragement.
Off the sidewalks, into the streets!
It's just a happening thing, and it reminds me of what happened in the 60s. Nobody's listening. And eventually we will have to listen. Yeah.
So do you support them in what they're doing?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Where are you from?
California.
Oh, a nice little extra treat on your tour today.
Absolutely. We were on our way back, and I said, let's follow them and fight. So the anti-Wall Street, I think this is what it's about.
So you're here visiting Boston?
Yeah.
And you just happen to have this walk by you. So what do you think of it?
I think it's great. I understand the point behind it. I understand that there is a percentage of people in the United States that are adversely affecting the way the economy works. But that's not going to get it done.
All right, well, you said it made some entertainment for your day today, didn't it?
It did, and I support it 100%. I was in the military. I'm all for ending the war. I've lost a lot of friends over there. It's a pointless conflict right at this point. We don't need to be there.
Fighting for jobs and education, not for war and corporations.
Meanwhile, back at the occupation site, protesters engaged passerbyers in conversation or just held signs to show visibility for their issue. Nancy Kahn is from the Jamaica Plain neighborhood of Boston.
The people who run this country shouldn't be the ones who can raise the most money. It should be all of us who have good ideas. So I feel like it's a real lesson in democracy. So I'm really hoping that this generates more discussion, but also more organization of people being ready to say, no, our country can't be bought by whoever raises the most money. So that's one of the things that I think we're really about. It, over and over you hear people saying that we represent 99% of the people in this country, and only 1% control more than half the wealth. And they also control our Congress and our president and all of the legislators, because money speaks. And they have hundreds of lobbyists who go to Congress and say, oh no, we don't really want you to make this a safer country, or, you know, have any control over how much cars pollute or factories pollute. And they have the power because they have the money to do that. So I really hope that this is kind of a wake up call to people all over.
We are the 99%. We are the 99%.
Kanishiko Huzimi has been camping out for 5 days now. He came down from New Hampshire to take part.
I'd say like the struggles of most of the workers within the United States to have some sort of decent, manageable standard of living, while at the same time dealing with their government's excessive spending on foreign wars.
And so you've been here since Monday. You've been sleeping out at night too?
Yep. We had some torrential downpours on Monday night and slightly on Tuesday, and some challenges through that, but
It's been growing every day, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's more and more people?
Mm-hmm.
Are there contingency plans for that?
Yeah, there's always talk of should we move to the common or not. And obviously that would accommodate as many people as we wanted. But, it's a consensus process, and, you know, everybody has to think about it and delegate and figure out, you know, whether that's what we all believe in or not, so...
So it's a true exercise in democracy here.
Yeah, a very true exercise. Yeah. No majorities, like true consensus. So.
And where are you from?
I'm actually from out of state. I'm coming down from New Hampshire. I was just really excited to hear about this going on. So.
And so you had to come down and be a part of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how does it feel being a part of it?
Even cooler than I thought it would be, I guess. Seeing the energy and the, like, just extremely bright people putting this together, and I don't know, I'm just kind of awed at how well they put it together.
Tim and Ellen are recent college graduates without regular full employment. They've been at the occupation since its inception.
It's great because every day we get more support. We get people that are dedicated enough to come down here because they believe in the cause. And, you know, there are more people stopping by because the bigger it gets, the harder it is to ignore.
Well, thank you for not being ignored.
I will never be ignored in this country. This country that is built on liberty and freedom and freedom of speech. And we're starting a revolution.
It feels great. It's given me a sense of patriotism that I've never had before. I have faith in this country and hope for a change.
Well, we were just on this march. I asked Tim about that. How did you feel about the march and the people that were kind of gawking at us in shock?
I thought it was great because I think we've gotten our message out a little bit more every single day, and doing that march was a really good way to outreach to different people who might have not seen us at all.
And the police, have to say, have been pretty cool, because here you are without marching through the streets without a permit and making up the routes to go along, and here they are fending off traffic and trying to clear the way for you guys.
I think that's because, the police, first of all, is just doing their job, and they're doing a great job at it, so I want to thank the Boston Police Department. But, I mean, also, the Boston Police are one of us. They're the 99%, and they're just one layoff away from standing out here with us holding a sign.
Okay, well, thank you guys for doing what you do.
Thanks a lot,
Chuck.
Okay,
yeah.
Corporate greed has got to go! Ho, ho. Corporate greed has got to go!
It is uncertain what will happen as the occupation grows, and it is growing. But for now, the city and police seem to be letting them be to do their thing. Check out www.bostonoccupation.org for updated information. Or come down to Dewey Square, right across from South Station, and see it for yourself. For the Boston Community Radio Project, I am Chuck Rosina.
Going left!
Going left!
Far left! Far left!